What is the media's role in epidemics? Now, I've been hearing in the media recently that there are free flu shots in town for those who want to go in and get them. Will that news affect the spread of the flu virus in any way?
Yes, it will be of great value to the spread of the flu virus. There is no greater source of negative influence in your environment today than your television. Of course, as in every part of your environment, there is wanted and unwanted, and you do have the ability to focus and therefore receive value from your television and media. But those sources do bring you a tremendously distorted, imbalanced point of view. They look all around your world for pockets of trouble, shining spotlights upon them and magnifying them and enhancing the trouble with dramatic music and then funneling it into your living rooms, giving you a tremendously distorted picture of the trouble versus the well-being of your planet. The constant barrage of medical commercials is a powerful source of negative influence. As I explained to you that one out of every five people has this disease lurking, and you're probably the one, they influence you to give thought. And then they say, see your physician. And when you go to your physician, remember the intent of the physician is to find something wrong. Now your negative expectation is born or enhanced. And with enough of that influence, your body begins to manifest the evidence of those pervasive thoughts. Your medicine is more advanced today than ever before, and yet more of you are sick than ever before. Remember, to create anything, you have only to give thought to it and then expect it, and it is. They show you the statistics, they tell you the horror stories, they stimulate your thought, and as you're being stimulated by the thought in great detail, you have the emotion, the dread, or the fear, I don't want that. And one half of the equation is complete. Then they encourage you to go in for a checkup or to come and get the free flu shot. Obviously, we know it's an epidemic or we wouldn't be offering the free flu shots. And that completes the expectation or the allowing part. And now you're in the perfect position for the receiving of the flu or the essence of whatever it is that they're talking about. You get what you think about whether you want it or not. And so it's of great value for you to begin practicing your own story about your well-being so that when the television presents that frightening story, one that you do not want to live, you can hear their version and feel humor about it rather than fear.